Life's battles are often won or lost in our minds. Mind Games with psychologist Mara Steepers from the Salvos.
What was the last thing you looked up on a search engine on the internet? For most of us, searching for information online and on social media sites is becoming an increasingly important and an increasingly large part of our world and how we process information and how we learn. Some recent research has actually found, though, that this is actually starting to change how people store and retrieve memory, and they're actually starting to call it the Google effect. So the research was done by a researcher at Columbia University by the name of Betsy Sparrow in the field of psychology, who started to assess how people store and retrieve information. And what she did was actually test a number of students in a computer test where the students were put into two groups. They were put into a group that was told that the computer would instantly erase that word once it was typed in. The second group were told that the computer would automatically store and update and save the information that was put in. Then the researchers had the students go through a series of tests to check their ability to remember those words. And not surprisingly, what was discovered was that those students who were told that the information would be erased were significantly a lot more likely to be able to recall and remember the actual information that was put into the computer. Those that were told the computer would do the memory storage work for them didn't actually remember or record the information for themselves, but actually recorded the file that they put it in or they thought the information would be stored in. So what they actually were tapping into there was the idea of transactive memory, that we don't actually store all of the information that we receive, we actually start to store it based on where we think we can retrieve it from. So the example that's commonly used is that in relationships, one party remembers certain things and the other party remembers other things. And all they have to know is that the other person remembers it. And so what they remember is the pathway to where the information's stored. So if you think about that in a search engine context, what they find is that this is increasingly happening, and particularly for younger generations, more and more people are remembering search engines as the source of information and hardwiring that process, that transactive memory process, and doing less mental work and recording less memory themselves, and seeking to find the answers in their own data storage banks, in their own experiences and in their own lives, and relying more and more on computer generated or information technology sources to do that. This also occurs in a context of some other research which was published recently, which finds that even if we seek to find an answer to something and get the answer wrong, the process of trying to work that information out ourselves or trying to remember that from our own memory actually means that we're a lot more likely to remember it or remember the key ingredients and knowledge in the future. So sometimes it's actually seeking the information and making mistakes which actually helps us to learn it. So those quick answers on Wikipedia and some of those sites aren't always good for our ability to learn. So have a think about that next time you seek out information in this world of ours, and the next time you tell someone quite glibly to Google it. Try and remember something this week on Mind Games.